What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be and listen to the show. You can rewind the show with that Odyssey app as well. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 21st, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And the Lurch Pappy, Jason Bishop.
John Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
How about that fall weather, man? Yesterday and today, this morning?
A little chilly.
I love it.
It was chilly last night. I went to Wolf Trap and I just wore the same shirt I wore to work, which was a polo shirt, short sleeve, and I was regretting it.
Hmm. Yeah,
we went out with another couple. My buddy Gabe had a sweater.
Uh-huh.
His wife brought a jacket.
You never think about that. You never think.
I told
you
it was going to be chilly.
And my wife brought a shawl or something like something, you know, a wrap.
You never think that. You never think I don't want to be cold.
Not really.
Mm. It must not bother you too much then.
But you were. You were chilly.
Little chilly, especially when we left.
Yeah.
By the way, I got home.
It was in the 60s.
Jason Bishop got home at about 11:15 because I had great parking to get there.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I mean, maybe the best parking spot in all of Wolf Trap. I mean, top of the hill. In the street, one of the Rangers put us there because my guy Bernie Berry over at Wolf Trap hooked me up with a media pass or media parking pass, circle parking, whatever it was.
But then you're Ranger, buried.
I mean, there was an orange cone. Then he moved the orange cone, parallel park right here, right there. But to leave, when we left our seats, everybody from the lawn had scurried out, and there was just a line of cars.
Just
and there was no
to
reason
out.
To even attempt to leave for 20-25 minutes.
Mm.
And then the inevitable traffic from basically it starts at Tyson's all the way to American Legion Bridge. Whatever construction they have going on there, there's traffic all hours.
That was still going on?
It just was
they
a
slowdown. They probably knock out a lot in the evening when it's not as busy, but it snarls traffic.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I got to say, going out on Tuesday night, I didn't know if I wanted to do it originally. I was nervous to see. EB knows this. I taped every Seinfeld episode when I was in college on videotape.
I actually didn't.
You were
that.
Addicted.
Oh, I had like 8 videotapes of Seinfeld watching every episode. And I was worried that he wouldn't live up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried it was going to be like Michael Jordan with the Wizards. It was Michael Jordan with the Bulls.
Was it?
Was
really?
Great.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
Oh, good.
He was awesome.
So nonstop laughter.
Nonstop, except Jerry had to stop the show for about 5 to 10 minutes because somebody in the third or fourth row passed out.
And
there was a huge incident. One of the guys, I mean, I came with my buddy Gabe and his wife. He's a doctor. He went up there, but he said he came back to the seat. He says, in Virginia, there's so many doctors. There was like 7 to 8 doctors helping this person out.
It wasn't needed.
Somebody fainted, essentially, passed out. And I will say, Jerry stopped. Like mid-joke, he was setting up a joke. He stopped, you know, he's like, are you okay? And but then, like for the next 5 minutes as they're dealing with the guy, he's such a comedic genius. Like he turned it and just, you know, slid in jokes while the guy's life could potentially be on the line. Then brought up a time that he was...
he's got to keep the show going,
that
man.
He did 4 shows at the Beacon Theater and he went out for pizza and had some Bass sausage. And next thing you know, he passed out and it just... He's just a genius. Like, he made it funny. He couldn't go back to that joke. He started some sort of joke about Flex Seal. And he then said, he's like, well, I don't remember exactly how he phrased it. He's like, well, that's awkward. He's like, you can't just pick up from where you were because he set it up.
Well, he's also, he's a master craftsman. So.
And he said, believe it or not, this has happened before.
Yeah,
comedians
I'm sure.
deal with this.
Right.
So it was kind of a 10-minute interlude of this person who passed out And then, yeah, he made it. He then made a joke. He was like, he goes, well, believe it or not, this happens a lot. Statistically, he's like, some of you might die here. And he just, you know, right. turned the car. But it was really good. It was worth it. Like, if whoever you are a fan of,
yeah,
even if it's during the week and you're worried about sleep and you're worried about traffic, I would highly recommend going.
Yeah, it's just on a Tuesday. It's just a little. It's too much for me.
Would you see? You would see Oasis on a Tuesday. You would. There are certain acts you would.
On a Tuesday and get home at 11:15, get a sleep. You probably weren't asleep till 11:45. If that.
Yeah, I mean, after that.
I don't know. I can't do that.
You just never torture yourself with lack of sleep? Like, most humans have things that they'll sacrifice sleep
sometimes
for.
Sometimes you're, yeah, correct. But during the week, I usually don't.
I mean, hell, we had Dan Quinn on yesterday. I was curious what he meant. He was like, I don't even want to tell you how little sleep I got.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wondering if he's functioning on like 3 hours.
I was going to say probably gets home 11-ish and is probably back
like
in there.
Three or
probably
something.
Back in there at 5:30. Maybe
Easy.
Maybe 6.
Oh, I bet.
Maybe he does a workout in the morning. Who knows?
Yeah. I got to say.
I can't function that way. You can.
I can't. It's not great, but I'm willing to abuse my body for certain experiences.
For certain experiences, yeah. I guess, yeah. I'm not willing. You are.
I think you'd be willing. Now, you've done it before, but when you went to see the Red Sox in the World Series, because you were a lifelong Red Sox right. fan, and they made it to World Series.
That was
Series.
In 04. Right, that was 20 years ago.
I understand.
Your body kind of can recover a little
similar,
bit better when you're 20 years younger.
If there was a similar event that was deeply meaningful to you, if your
sure.
beloved San Francisco he 49ers made would, it to the Super Bowl and they played here on a Sunday.
He would do it. Dude,
and I had tickets.
To a Virginia Tech hoops game, if it was the right circumstance, the right people, his daughter's going, you would do it. You would go on a Wednesday night or whatever. You would do something.
And, well, I wouldn't come back here.
Maybe
I mean,
not come back here, but you would sacrifice sleep.
And get up and do the show from the hotel?
I don't know.
All
you
right,
would
that's different.
Do it.
That's
you would
different.
Do it. You would do it. I mean,
believe
listen,
me, I
he
wish
is
it was
disciplined.
A weekend.
Look, you're telling me something I know I wouldn't do. All right, I'm just telling you.
I
wouldn't
so
go see,
rigid.
I wouldn't go see Seinfeld on a Tuesday night and get home at almost midnight. That's
well, because you don't care about Seinfeld as much, but I'm saying whoever your top dog is, like he mentions Oasis, if it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, now I don't know, he might come back to Wolf Trap next year. Although he said on stage afterwards, so he finished and he got a standing ovation. And as he's getting the standing ovation, and he probably does it every time, he started to run off stage, and then he came back for an encore.
He did encore jokes?
He did an encore.
They do that
but
in comedy shows?
His encore ended up being, I think what he does is, I don't know, he did two shows at Wolf Trap. Maybe he did it, I'm assuming he did it the night before. His encore was, he was like, ask me any questions. So it was almost like he wasn't sitting down, but it was almost like he was just going to sit down and answer questions.
Do Q&As.
And then somebody chirped from the crowd, hey, you never finished that Flex Seal joke. And then he said, I explain it again. It's like a it's like a stunt motorcycle driver who has to go through an empty train, and the train is passing by. There's only one time you can jump through, but he ended up doing it and crushed. It was like a little 15-minute bit, did it, and then walked off.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Those guys, it's much like watching a band. It's in their prime when you can just capture an audience. It is amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Did he look
I mean,
old and hurting? He's like 70. You felt like he was in his prime?
Just, he's just gray.
You said he was Jordan in the Bulls.
Yeah.
But he didn't look old and hurting?
No.
Mentally,
he's
still
really
sharp.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? He looks really good. And my buddy and I noted, I think he's been influenced a little bit by my guy, Sebastian Maniscalco, because they're close. Maniscalco uses a lot of physical humor. I've always known. And I don't think I've ever watched a full Seinfeld comedy special, but when he used to do late night talk shows, he always just, and even on Seinfeld when they would show his stand up, he always just kind of stood there on the mic. He did a lot of physical humor and he was kind of spry and moving around a lot. For a 7-year-old guy, it was impressive.
Remember, he recently had a hair transplant. That's one of the reasons he looks a little better.
Well, I'm sure.
I think within the last year or two.
Hair transplant was a big talk over at that family reunion thing, or whatever, friendly reunion thing we did this past week. A couple ball guys.
Oh, you really?
And like JP's brother, and you know, he was a longtime Rogaine user, and he gave up. I said, dude, you got plenty of money. Why don't you just get the hair transplant? Everybody's doing it.
I think he's a Propecia guy, not
Propecia,
a Rogaine.
Whatever. I don't know the difference. And He's like, yeah, I heard you got to go to Turkey. I go, you don't have to go to Turkey. That's just one place where
Turkey,
they give it
Turkey's a little cheaper. For numbers like me.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you got plenty of money. You don't need to do that. Just get it. I mean, I see guys like literally getting like Drab would do it if he had a deal, right? You would do
it. Tried, yeah, but I've gone to so many consultations.
Yeah, and they never have said you're too far gone. No,
that's not the problem. Cakes is too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cake, there is a too far gone.
Yeah, cakes is
Stumper's probably too far gone, EB.
Because I was talking to Stumper about it too. It's like, why don't you do it? You just gave up.
Yeah, no, if you're completely bald. That's
well, Cakes is not completely bald. He shaves it. Cakes has a nice horseshoe.
What is
Cakes has a horseshoe. Is a horseshoe not enough?
I remember the doctor look at a picture of Cakes or he knew the show.
And he said,
I couldn't do it on Cakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Like the back?
The back of your head, yeah.
And then they just literally transplant them there and then old ones grow back in the original spot? Is that
how it works? You'll have a scar on the back of your head.
But won't hair grow back there?
Hair will grow over the top of it.
Yeah.
So you won't see the scar. But if you shave your head or if you have a buzz cut, you would see the scar.
Uh-huh. It's worth it, though. Portnoy did it, right? I think he's done even a touch-up.
I mean, yeah, everybody. Brady, everybody does it.
But then some give up. Huh? Like our sales guy, Sam, some give up.
Yeah, Sam did one
Sam
treatment.
Sam did a nub version 20 years ago. He didn't get the real thing.
It seems like they've got it really figured out.
They say
what
Bieber
is the
did
average
it.
Cost, you know? Is it like 10 grand? 5 grand?
It's got to be 10 to 20
it's
grand.
It's probably 5 grand in Turkey.
10 grand here, maybe? 10 to 20 here?
Yeah. Nubbers, you got to be a big baller in the U.S. to get it.
Your brother could easily afford it. It would be nothing. I don't know why he doesn't do it. I guess
he still has some.
Exactly.
It's just kind of come back.
Exactly.
He does the comb over, essentially.
But he'd be a perfect candidate for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's more into playing tennis and paddleball and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know. Don't you want to look silly?
I guess not.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Right.
He can only look so silly.
How's your 54? Hair doing? You wear it. Is it? Cause I had a theory yours was thin and pretty good at one point. Is it still?
I mean, it's still thin and right up top, right here.
Oh, that's not bad. You're still got a good look.
I got a little bit of a bald spot on the top. You can never see it because I always got the hat on. Plus, I'm tall.
Right. Oh, it's a big advantage when you're tall, right? Because people can't see the top of your dome.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're sitting down in a game or something or at a restaurant.
That's funny.
But you know, it is what it is.
But you got your silly William and Harry hat on.
That's right. Check it out, williamandharry.com. Get some silly shoes.
Dude, rope hats are in like a mug.
Mm-hmm.
Rope hats are huge. Have you noticed that? They're definitely in.
I had not noticed it. I didn't even know you called it a rope hat. I was wondering what was going on.
Good. I know. I think it's been a couple years, but I'm concise for certain rope hats.
Have not noticed.
All right, should mention, coming up on the show today, we're going to have Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus. We're getting closer and closer to the start of the regular season.
Is he the one that was critical of Kingsbury or kind of just did analysis of Kingsbury's offense?
I think he did an analysis, so we get his take. We'll talk to Ian Harditz at 8:20. Also on the show, Mike Rizzo joins us. It's a Wednesday. We will talk Nationals. They lost
to the Rockies
last night. DJ Herz actually pitched okay.
He did. They couldn't hit Austin Gomer.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. 1-800-636-1067. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies sports page here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When I walked in this morning, I don't know that many details. You guys were talking about the shooting at the gym.
I mean, it's the craziest thing. I mean, I've seen scant details, but I mean, two guys working out, presumably, and then
there was a beef.
There's beef, and he blows the other guy away. He dies in the hospital.
Right in the middle of the gym.
Roid rage.
That's what I wonder, but then I also wonder if it's like previous relationship or, you know, who knows.
They said that he was targeted, so I don't know if that means he was just targeted once there was a beef or if the guy went in there.
Could be a guy just went in there faking like he was working out.
Followed him and wanted to kill him, but Yeah. I mean, there's cameras everywhere. It's Reston. It's right near the Reston Town Center.
And they arrested a donk.
Well, of course, he was arrested like within a couple hours.
Did they put an ID of the guy?
They're going to ID him today.
Yeah.
They haven't ID'd him as of yet to the media.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy. I mean, guys, right in the middle of the gym, shoots him, kills him, tries to get away. He ain't getting away. I mean, there's a million witnesses.
Where did they arrest him? Like, do you know the details of how they caught him? Like, did they just immediately ID him and go to his house type thing?
I don't know where it happened. I don't think that's in the story.
Uh-huh.
But it's
usually
the gym
is good vibes. I was at the gym yesterday. It's mostly good vibes.
Do you know that?
I mean, how stupid is this guy? I mean, who knows how old he is? But there's no chance he gets away with it when you shoot a guy in the middle of a Gold's Gym.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't think so.
Is he a member of the gym? He's got to put his ID in there. They know who he is when he checks in, unless he's got some sort of a fake.
Unless he somehow flies away to some country and you know, changes his identity.
Well, he didn't have that plan. Or maybe he did. It just didn't get to it. But, yeah, they arrested him.
It's wild because you guys all, I think, you know, I know Drabby and Valdez, they have their trainer and everything. And I know, JP, you've been a long time gym. Your wife's a trainer. I've always had, like, a home gym dating back to college. I've never really worked out at a Gold's Gym or, like, a big, you know what I mean? I was just the gym here. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, one person in there. I don't know how you guys work out in big gyms like that. Don't you get bitter like when people are on your machines or people are on your...
Oh, yeah. You definitely do.
I think it would just make me crazy.
Well, luckily for this job, you're not going at peak hours, like at 5 o'clock a lot. You can go
in the afternoon. So you go and it's pretty much empty-ish?
It's kind of light in terms of people. Uh-huh. But it's a huge thing. There should be some sort of gym etiquette, and there's a lot of people that don't follow gym etiquette.
Okay, like give me
toweling off your machine after you use it.
That's a big thing.
It's a huge one. Number two, it's very awkward if you're like standing next to somebody who's using a machine.
You're waiting for them.
You're kind of waiting for them to finish.
Is that what you do? You kind of stand there and wait for them?
If you have a routine that you're doing, you kind of are waiting for someone to finish, but it's not good etiquette to literally be right next to them.
Yeah, because then you're tilting them.
Yeah. And then also, I hate it. Some people don't hate it, but I hate it. If you ask me to work in with me, I don't get sized to work in with people.
Yeah, you just want to do your own thing.
Yeah, I just want to do my own thing. I don't feel like changing the weights back and forth. I don't want to spot you. I don't want you spotting me.
I can't relate. I just can't relate. It's not a thing. But like when I'm in a hotel or something, I might check the gym out. And if there's people in there, because you know, a hotel gym's always small, yeah. I'm like, I'm out. I don't even want to be in the same space.
And then you have to be very conscious of hot chicks filming themselves nowadays.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah. If you go to a huge gym like Gold's or
everyone thinks they're
LA
an influencer.
Fitness, I think it's more popular now than ever. And then they want to call you out for being a creep. So you always got to have your head on a swivel.
Oh my
make
god!
Make sure you're not like checking
You'll
out
be the
some
next
chick's
TikTok
ass.
Guy
yeah, yeah, you, yeah. You don't want to be on a Joey Swole video.
I don't know. I don't have that experience, but I go to Lifetime Fitness, which is huge. I mean, Lifetime Fitness, if you walk in, has a cafe, which generates a ton of money, has a salon.
No, I understand. It's a massive
money.
Thing, but what if there are certain dumbbells you want to use or certain benches or whatever?
It
can happen on occasion.
Just ruin your whole vibe.
Your flow.
It would ruin your flow.
My pump. I can't let my pump shrink.
They probably have five bench presses, for example. I mean, they have a lot of machines.
Yeah.
I know, like, yesterday, the back and biceps. They have three lat pull-downs.
Yeah, but I bet I would go in there and go, oh, I wanted to do X, but people are using machines, so I guess I'm going to do this.
I know, but, like, the Gold's in Pasadena. If you go at 5 o'clock, all five of those benches are in use.
Yeah.
All five of those lat machines
are
in use.
I bet you, like, chicks are, like, battling for treadmills and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, Stairmasters or whatever.
Yeah, Stairmasters are hot with chicks right now.
They are.
And yeah, and if a gym only has two of them, you'll see like a line of chicks just waiting to get on the Stairmaster.
Mm. No, you just navigate it. I mean, my wife's classes all have waiting lists.
Well, that's the other thing. Classes are big because I know my wife is big into these classes. You know, she does solid core like every day. I think that's been around for a while. But
maybe we'll find
if
out.
If you go on like the weekend in the morning, it's not bad because there a lot of people are sleeping in.
Mm.
But morning sessions and like right at 5 o'clock are probably the most crowded at a gym.
Oh, I can't imagine 5 p.m. people getting off work at 4 or something. I can't even fathom it.
That scene must have been crazy. I mean, it's been described as the victim was shot up and down.
Yeah, there was 8 gunshots, apparently.
So he was
doing pull-ups, and the guy walked up to him while he was pulling himself up and shot him in the chest.
So he clearly was targeted. The guy was premeditated.
The guy turned around because he was just shot, and then he was obliterated with 7 more shots after that.
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
Yeah, and then the guy tries to run away.
It's not like they were arguing right before that.
So it must have been like a drug deal, or the guy was banging a dude's wife or something.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Poor guy was getting a good pump doing pull-ups.
I mean, I can't even joke about it. It's so sick.
So that guy's done for forever.
Yeah.
Both of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I didn't see that on the news until Jason mentioned it this morning. So.
Oh, yeah. Happened yesterday, middle of the day.
I just wonder, where is that gym in Reston? It says off Sunrise. So do you know exactly where that
Sunrise
is?
Sunrise Valley Road, yep. I know exactly where that is.
Sunrise Valley Drive. I bet you
right near the Reston Town Center.
What restaurants are near there?
You know, Open Road Distillery is not too far from there.
Uncle Julio's
is there. I mean, there's tons.
Jackson's probably.
Drop Jackson's right there.
Oh, right there.
I think it's
Well, Sunrise Valley is outside of the town center, but it's right there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. It could be in the next shopping center over.
Wow. Terrible, terrible story.
All right, we'll find out more today.
Let's open up the Junkies sports page now, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
So we're going to have Mike Rizzo on 9 o'clock hour. It's Wednesday. They lost to the Rockies last night. Rockies coming into the game were 17-46 away from Coors. Just awful. I mean, they're close to .500 at home, but away from home, they're just terrible. But they get a 3-1 win at Nats Park.
They pretty much have sucked their entire history, except for maybe a brief window when they had like Larry Walker and some of those 08, studs.
08, they went to the World Series, lost to the Red Sox. Or 07, I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, they just don't have... They don't have big name players. And when they get big name players, those guys usually scoot for bigger contracts. But last night, CJ Abrams hit a home run, number 18 for him. DJ Harris pitched pretty well. His ERA is just over 4, but they just couldn't mount anything. They only got 5 hits, 3 of them off of starter Austin Gomber. So they lose 3-1. Patrick Corbin will go tonight in the second game of that series. The Orioles won 9-5, beat the Mets. Santander hit number 37. But on the negative, they had to put Zach Elfin on the injured list. This is the 5th starter.
They've had such terrible luck.
They've had 5 starters now on the injured list, 3 of them done for the year.
And they just traded for Elfin.
Yep, and he was 4-0. He had just pitched.
Yeah.
And he's 4-0 since the trade. So this is an issue for the Orioles, no doubt.
Santander's going to be a free agent.
Well, he's going to get paid. Put up numbers like that. Mr. Valdez, now the win certainly is good. And they got a half game lead over the Yankees, who lost to the Guardians last night at home. Aaron Judge hit his, I think, 42nd home run or 43rd. He's just having a ridiculous year, 114 RBIs.
He's the lock MVP because Gunnar Henderson's up there too.
Well, so is Bobby Witt. I mean, Bobby Witt is having a stupid year. Gunnar Henderson having a great year. Bobby Witt's overall numbers are better than Gunnar.
Gunnar's cooled off.
Yeah. But, no, Judge is just, he's the most feared hitter in the American League, so he's going to win it. But the Orioles' rotation is, it ain't good right now. Hopefully Grayson Rodriguez comes back soon.
You can make the argument that their DL, their starting pitching DL, is better than 90%
of the
pitching staffs out there.
Because Bradish is out. Yeah. Wells is out.
And Bradish finished 4th in AL Cy Young voting last year.
Yeah. They
Means is out. They Heller can't Wells catch
a
is
break.
Out.
Can't catch a break.
You have two high leverage relievers out.
Yep.
You have an all-star third baseman out. You have an all-star closer out.
They had to go out and trade for...
Jorge Mateo, your kind of leadoff speed piece. Good fielder, out.
Yeah, they got so many injuries, but still getting it done. Half game lead over the Yankees.
Valdez, you said he's cooled off, but Gunnar Henderson, I think, has 4 home runs in his last 6 games.
Cooled off.
Yeah, he went 1-for-3 last night. He's hitting 287.
Compared to his torrid pace before the All-Star break, cooled off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the power in the last week with four home runs in a five-game stretch. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, he's having a great year, but he's not going to win MVP. He'll be in voting. Bobby Witt, I think, had two or three more hits last night, hitting 352. It's August 21st, hitting 352. He's having a stupid year. All right, so we were talking about Tua's comments about Brian Flores, who used to be the Dolphins head coach.
Yeah, he said he basically told him he sucked every day. And
basically said
destroyed his confidence.
Killed his confidence. And yeah. Then Flores was asked about it in a press conference. He did a 17-minute press conference yesterday in Minnesota.
Yeah, just for this. He had a couple of his defenders like flanking him, showing him support.
Yeah, I didn't see the actual presser. I just kind of was
I read the
it.
Quotes.
Yep.
He seemed like he was pretty contrite.
He was. He's basically admitted it.
Basically, and he said, yeah, and he feels terrible about it, and he's trying to be a better coach, a better person.
He said, I think part of coaching is correcting. I'm always going to correct. I'm always going to have a high standard. He says, I'm human. He says he's backing Tua. He thinks Tua is great now. He's happy for him, but he's basically admitting, yeah, I'm hard on guys.
And maybe
I was a little hard on Tua.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's great when you tell a guy you suck. Right. You know, especially if you do it all the time.
But I'm sure it's not just Tua. I mean, sounds like that's just the way he coaches. So I'm sure he was telling a lot of guys, you suck.
But some guys
mistakes.
Some guys can handle it, others absorb
like
it. Now, you don't necessarily want to be told you suck. But you don't mind being pushed.
Right.
But being told you suck, especially if you're a little, you're a little smaller and you have a lot lacking a little confidence.
Yep. So, ESPN made those moves where they let Sam Ponder go, and they let RG3 go. Mm-hmm. They call it for financial reasons, but who knows?
Well, CK did tell me that there definitely are financial ways that they can benefit from it tax-wise. They put it all in 1 year.
Yeah.
The guys get paid, but they do benefit from it financially.
Apparently there is a reason, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might go a little bit beyond that.
Yeah, that's necessarily why, but they can capitalize on it financially.
Yeah. So, but ESPN announced the replacement for Sam Ponder, who, of course, was the host of Sunday NFL Countdown, and it's going to be Mike Greenberg. He's going to
just making their guy work more.
He's going to step in. He's already getting paid big time, but now he gets a promotion. Laura Rutledge, who I think is beautiful. I think she's one of the most beautiful girls on television.
Now I got to see who she is.
Oh, Laura Rutledge is so beautiful.
ESPN chick?
Yep. She does a lot of college and NFL stuff. She was also in the running.
Has she been on the network for a long time? She's 35.
Yeah, she's been on for a few years.
Yeah. Josh Rutledge is her husband.
Yeah. Josh Rutledge played for the Rockies. Anyway, so Mike Greenberg replaces Sam Ponder as host of Sunday NFL Countdown. You got college football this weekend, game day. Now, the first game is Florida State and Georgia Tech. They're playing in Dublin, and game day will be in Dublin.
Yeah.
12 o'clock, I think, is the start of it. It's usually a 9 a.m. start, but they're going to start at 12 because there's a five-hour difference.
Jason, did you see Delaware State miss their flight to Hawaii? They're supposed to play in Hawaii.
Did they? That's right. They're playing Saturday in Hawaii.
Did they actually show up late, or did the plane? They have a plane issue.
I think they missed the flight. Like they showed up, and they missed the flight, and now they're scrambling to try and get out to Hawaii to play this weekend.
That's a nightmare.
That is funny.
That's on the coach.
I think Delaware State is 38.5 point underdogs.
Yeah.
They were going over there to just take a beating.
They're getting paid.
Maybe they weren't excited to go.
Probably getting paid about $500,000 to go out there.
Is that where our guy Darnarian McCants went?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
You still see him? You know, you were talking about gems and gold.
He used to play hoops with him all the time.
Golds.
He's still in the area. Nice. He's got a son who's a pretty good athlete, and I haven't seen him in a while.
It looks like they had a bus issue to the airport,
and then
they missed the flight because of the bus issue.
All right, that makes sense.
Now they're scrambling to get over to Honolulu.
Right. It's a nightmare flight. I mean, it's not like you just hop on any flight. It's like probably 12 hours or something, right? Got to fly to
10 and a half, it says.
Yeah. Got to fly to L.A. probably, in all likelihood, and then get on another one. Although there are some direct flights, I think, like even to Maui.
Maybe if they were flying out of Philly, maybe they could get a direct, but who knows. And Brandon Ayuk still unsigned.
Unsigned.
He's not sized.
They the Niners.
CeeDee Lamb still too unsigned.
CeeDee Lamb, right?
Although it seems like they're getting closer. Jerry's starting to, he's starting to cave.
Yeah, because the season's almost here.
Yeah.
49ers keep talking about the fact that they really need Ayuk. Here's the offer. And he keeps turning it down, or he's just pondering. Still unsigned, and, you know, we're just a few days away from the third preseason game. So
they don't get sized for practice, EP.
Right.
They're waiting until that last week.
Well, what about Trent Williams?
Still unsigned.
Somebody said he's just like playing golf.
He's just, and like he's holding out. He's getting like fined every day.
He's legit, like, not freaking out. Like, he doesn't care.
Correct. Well, he's got crazy money, so I'm sure the $50,000 a day doesn't really hurt him. But.
Yeah, but he's still arguably the best in the business.
I know. And he's, I think, the sixth highest paid left tackle.
Which is not horrible.
Yeah, but if you're the best, you want to get. The problem with him is he doesn't have guaranteed money.
I know. They need.
He's got 2 years left on his deal, but it's not guaranteed. So if he gets hurt, you know,
right?
He wants guaranteed money.
Coming up at 8:20, Ian Harditz from PFF will join us. He's a fantasy football writer, actually now for the Fantasy Life. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. Few of us are representing the show at a convention over National Harbor. Which really is about podcasting. Our show has been podcast since 2007 or 2008. CK pushed podcasting early, and our show is the number one most podcast show across all Odyssey brands, including their national shows, including their New York shows.
And honestly, listen, it's just because of what you said, starting in 2007, 2008. You know
and
I mean?
We're in D.C. A lot of people move.
Yeah, but it's I just know. Like we've. It's like a 16-year history or whatever yeah. of people just. Yeah, people move all over, and we've
people
just held on to people. Yeah,
exactly.
It's just a loyalty thing. It's not necessarily like we're the world's biggest show.
And people are getting, but people are getting paid doing these podcasts.
And we lamented the other day about
this.
It's
so crazy.
And it just came out that the Call Her Daddy woman, Alex Cooper. I've never heard 1 second of Alex Cooper.
Oh, no.
I don't know that I could pick her out of a lineup.
Oh, I could.
Is it? Well, you're,
she just
you,
signed.
You listen to that
I'm
stuff.
Guessing I, Jason is like me. Could you pick her out of a lineup?
Hell no.
Have you
totally
heard one
could.
Second of Alex Cooper?
Is that it's a sex podcast, right?
It was, but then they
no,
split
No, I would never listen to it.
Now
I
mean, she does her own thing. She's not really doing sex stuff.
That's
I mean, a little.
Kinda, what it, that's what started.
She kind of
right?
outgrew it.
Yeah,
I guess
now she's just doing like interviews and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she signed a $125 million deal.
I know.
I think it's 3 years with Sirius. And our agent, honestly, I'll be just going to pull back the curtain completely. And we talked about, well, you know, let's. And he always says, yeah, they don't have any money. What do you mean they don't have any money?
They got $125 million.
They gave all the money to Stern.
I was surprised about that figure.
I thought that figure was shocking.
Because I thought, like he said, Sirius is kind of in the toilet, doesn't have that kind of money to throw around.
Yeah, I don't even know what their long-term viability is, to be honest with you. But that's crazy. And listen,
now,
God bless her. I'm only jealous.
She had a partner, right?
Yes, and now
did
the partner
Sophia. Did
she break
off from the partner, or did the partner break off from
it
her?
It was over contracts. She kind of stayed with Barstool. The other girl was dating another guy who was like acting as her agent.
Mm. Basically saying there's more money out there for you.
You can make your own, make more money on your own.
How's the other girl doing?
She's doing fine, but she ain't doing $125 million in 3 years. I mean, she's just not. I mean, she's doing fine.
Yeah, but you guys, this isn't.
Is it a daily podcast?
Call her dad. It wasn't. It was actually once a week at one point. Yeah. I don't know what she's doing now.
Mm.
But it's not like they're just handing this money out to show after show after show.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, these are the 0.1% of shows out there, if not even that. I mean, it's the most listened to podcast by women. No,
there's no doubt. She has an audience. No, it's a massive podcast, no doubt. Just like Rogan's a massive podcast. But
looks like she does two a week. Sorry.
I would have plenty. I have no reason to believe that we wouldn't be super successful in that realm if we'd sort of.
When you listen to this podcast, are you entertained?
I don't listen to her now when they're dumb. When she does her dumb little interview, unless she interviews somebody that I'm psyched for.
But you were
when she was doing it with Sophia, and they were talking about
technique.
You did listen to that.
Then I would listen to that.
They had a whole thing on technique.
Yeah, they do a whole thing on a technique for a certain thing, and I might be on a run or a bike ride. I'd listen.
Hmm.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to be titillated while they're riding their bike?
Well, she's she's killing it.
Talking about pump.
Yeah. It's just the money that some of these people are making. I said it last week on YouTube and podcasting. And listen, everyone's got a podcast. Literally everybody, every office, it doesn't matter what business you're in, everybody's got a podcast. So, you know, Drab's right. It's the 1% of 1% that really hit it big. Everybody's got a YouTube channel. But my God, the ones that cross the threshold and hit some virality to them, it's amazing. The amount of money that's out there. It's mind-blowing.
Well, props to her. I mean, she made it big, and she's getting paid for it. And I don't listen to it. I don't know anybody that does listen to it. But apparently there are, I don't know, how many listeners does someone who's getting 125
I don't know.
Get?
I don't know.
Per podcast.
Here's the amazing rise, and it's such a great country we live in. She was making $75,000 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, that was like in the first year.
Yeah. But it was just five years ago.
But that was an immediate hit because, hello, obviously, if you got two hot chicks talking about sex, people are going to tune in. And they have a platform like Barstool to blow them up. They're just going to tune in.
Yeah, and it says that.
Well, in 2021, she signed a three-year deal with Spotify. She was making $20 million a year.
Yes.
In 21, 22, 23.
Yeah, first deal was $60
million. Right.
And now she doubled it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Now I'm making $40
million. And I have to say this. I don't begrudge her. I'm only jealous. She's butt annoying. Like, she's just like...
Her personality.
Now she's just like living like a queen.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
I have this, I have that.
Well, she just... All her outfits and her fancy weddings and you know.
You're lamenting this because deep down you think you're more talented than she is as a broadcaster.
Not necessarily more talented. It's just that I know that we have a talent and we've been super successful. But just turns out we went the wrong route. We botched it. Had a nice life. But we didn't hit the mother load.
Hey, with the junkie,
didn't hit the mother load. We went the wrong route. Turns out, even though it was a huge leap of faith for us to abandon the law career, my master's degree, whatever Jason was pursuing professionally, Cake's giving up, you know, his nubs career. That for us, believe it or not, was a huge leap of faith to go on a job like radio where people get hired and fired all the time. We took the traditional route compared to everybody else that's doing their own little, like. We weren't that risky. These guys just put out podcasts and YouTube videos, and now they're, you know, 100 millionaires.
The problem was that we were risk averse because we were already married and starting to have children.
No, I can understand
why. And it was harder to, like, ESPN.
But I also didn't have the foresight.
ESPN made us an offer. We probably should have taken it. Mm. Who knows what would have happened?
I didn't have the foresight to know that you could make $100 million doing friggin' YouTube videos. I'm too dumb. I didn't have the foresight.
Hey, would you take the Alex Cooper deal right now if you had to change formats and you had to be uncensored, risque, you talk about technique for 4 hours a day?
Yes.
You would do that?
100%. She's only doing it twice a week.
That's I'm saying you had to do it every day, 4 hours a day, same show format, you get the Alex Cooper deal. Except you got
it. Jason might not want to do it, but I would do it.
Well, I would do it for that money.
I'd do it. That's generational money. That helps your grandchildren.
Your great grandchildren.
$120 million.
Yes. $125 million is an absurd amount of money. And you get lost in it because we're in a sports world and, you know, athletes make this kind of money. But that's just a regular girl who played soccer at BU. And now.
Started a podcast with a roommate.
Yeah. And now she's.
Good for her.
I know. Good for her. I'm only jealous.
I just don't get it. I don't get it how people are into that, that can listen to that.
I'm not even sure. I think people at this point, they're just like,
this doesn't appeal to me at all, not even for 1 second. I couldn't listen to it.
It's not geared to you, though.
I know. That's true.
It's not geared to you.
That's true. That's why I can't
say the same thing. You watch Intentional Talk, and you love Intentional Talk.
I agree.
A lot of people say, I don't understand how Jason can watch a half an hour of them just talking about baseball.
They say, how can you watch the St. Jude on Sunday?
Absolutely.
Don't
everybody's
get me
got
wrong.
Different tastes.
We've had an incredible.
I know. I just don't get it.
We've had an incredible career and made more money than I ever thought I'd ever, ever, ever make, ever, ever, ever. But yet I see these other people that, you know, 20 times. Like, it's just crazy what they're doing. It's just making my head explode. I'll be honest with you. I have the same reaction. I can't really. It's probably part of the reason why I can't even watch PTI. Because Tony and Mike, God bless them. They've turned that in. Do you know how much money they've made off that show?
Oh, I know.
They've probably made easily $100 million off that show. Easily. Right? $6 to $10 million a year. How many years have they been doing it? 15 years?
More than that.
Long
time.
They've
probably made $150, $200 million each.
They've been doing it because that show, when we got approached by ESPN,
PTI
was relatively new.
In my sleep. In my sleep, I could do that show.
Agreed.
And I see that. And I'm not hating on them. They're talented. It makes me crazy, though. It makes me crazy. I can't watch it.
But there's a lot of shows like that that I can't watch. And I know they're making tons of money. I mean,
well,
the shows that we
you're
show.
Not interested in. That's just because you're not interested.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in the personalities.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a different issue. I can't watch it because it makes my head explode how much money they're making. And I literally could do that on the toilet.
I'm resigned to that. I don't get how these podcasts make so much money. I don't understand how people can listen to Alex Cooper.
I don't really think I
really don't.
I know. But
I can't believe she's getting $40 million a year for that. I mean, that's just absurd.
It's absurd.
But you're right, JP. I mean, the stuff that I watch that people go, "What are you doing? What are you watching? What a waste."
I mean, it's just
got no interest.
It's simple math. She has millions of listeners each episode.
Millions of idiots.
Most of them are young girls.
Yeah.
And it's just not.
Your daughter's
not your thing.
Probably listened to her.
No, I asked her. She has no idea.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
But they watch all these other TikToks and believe me, I don't get what they're into either, but they're.
I'm not hating.
Different stage of life.
I'm only envious. But it does make my head explode when I see these massive deals. Massive. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying, Drab, or no?
Sounds like you got the wrong agent.
Could have the wrong agent.
Our agent doesn't help.
Could have the wrong agent. His brother was so good. You got to get a podcast.
Our agent really hasn't done anything for 15 years.
No, he has protected us in this space, but it's just like that other space. He's gotten us small raises. He hasn't had the foresight to see the trends in the other spaces.
He's gotten us small raises in each of our contracts, very small raises. But no, you know,
he's done fine with that in this realm. Turns out this realm is like caveman stuff. Like radio, I love it. Grew up on it. But radio is just...
Well, tonight we're going to go...
That's not true. It's still the most consumed medium there is.
It ain't the most compensated.
I agree. But you need a nice young millennial agent. Not one who's 75.
He ain't 75, but still.
He thinks 75.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the foresight to see the trends. And be honest with you, neither did I. I had no idea. I used to watch Joe Rogan's podcast when he was just like in his smoky apartment or whatever with his little buddy. Thing was a poop show. Disaster. And look at it now.
If we were in a different stage of life now, then obviously that's the road we would go down.
Yeah.
I just don't let it stress me out. EB's getting stressed out about some woman who I don't even know couldn't pick her out of a lineup making $20 million. Good for her.
I say good for her. I'm not hating.
Yeah, but it bothers you.
It doesn't bother me that she's doing it. It's bothering me that I'm not. I'm happy for her. Legitimately.
Weren't you just highlighting the fact that you have millions? Like
a week ago
on the show.
Yes, but it's a very small millions.
It's because of 28 years. You
know, it could barely get the S on it.
Yeah. He's got
you know, to buy you know that by 28 like, years. Yeah,
it's not 120 millions.
Okay, well,
I mean, I have made millions, I have spent millions, and I have a little left over. Not 120 million.
Craig Heist hears that. He wants to kill himself.
Well, that's his problem.
All right. Got to take a break. Coming up next.
Who watches EB?
We'll talk some Commanders and hit the Skins here in the Junkies. Junkies. Few of us are representing the show at a convention over National Harbor, which really is about podcasting. Our show has been podcast. Since 2007 or 2008. CK pushed podcasting early, and our show is the number one most podcast show across all Odyssey brands, including their national shows, including their New York shows.
And honestly, listen, it's just because of what you said, starting in 2007, 2008. You know
what I mean? We're in D.C. A lot of people move.
Yeah, but it's it's like a 16-year history or whatever of people just, people move all over and people we've just held on to people. Yeah,
exactly.
It's just a loyalty thing. It's not necessarily like we're the world's biggest show.
And people are getting, but people are getting paid doing these podcasts.
And we lamented the other day about
so
this.
It's so crazy.
And it just came out that the Call Her Daddy woman, Alex Cooper, I've never heard 1 second of Alex Cooper.
Oh, no,
I don't know that I could pick her out of a lineup.
Oh, I could.
She just signed. You listen to that.
I'm guessing Jason is like me. Could you pick her out of a lineup?
Hell no.
Have you heard one second of Alex Cooper?
Is that it's a sex podcast, right?
It was, but then they split up.
No, I would never listen to it.
Now
I
mean, she does her own thing. She's not really doing sex stuff.
That's what started.
She kind of outgrew it.
Yeah, now she's just doing like interviews and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she signed a $125 million deal.
I know.
I think it's 3 years with Sirius. And our agent, honestly, I'll be just going to pull back the curtain completely. And we talked about, well, you know, let's. And he always says, yeah, they don't have any money. What do you mean they don't have any money?
And it, they got $125 million.
They gave all the money to Stern.
I was surprised about that figure.
I thought that was shocking.
Because I thought, like he said, Sirius is kind of in the toilet, doesn't have that kind of money to throw around.
Yeah, I don't even know what their long-term viability is, to be honest with you. But that's crazy. And listen, God bless her. I'm only jealous.
She had a partner, right?
Yes, and now
did the partner break off from the partner, or did the partner break off from
her? It was over contracts. She kind of stayed with Barstool. The other girl was dating another guy who was like acting as her agent.
Mm-hmm. Basically saying there's more money out there for you.
You can make your own, make more money on your own.
How's the other girl doing?
She's doing fine, but she ain't doing $125 million in 3 years. I mean, she's just not. I mean, she's doing fine.
Yeah,
Is it a daily podcast?
Call her dad. It wasn't. It was actually once a week at one point. I don't know what she's doing now.
Mm.
But it's not like they're just handing this money out to show after show after show.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, these are the 0.1% of shows out there, if not even that. I mean, it's the most listened to podcast by women. Mm. No,
there's no doubt. She has an audience. No, it's a massive podcast, no doubt. Just like Rogan's a massive podcast. But
She does two a week. Sorry.
I would have plenty. I have no reason to believe that we wouldn't be super successful in that realm if we'd sort of.
When you listen to this podcast, are you entertained?
I don't listen to her now when she does her dumb little interview, unless she interviews somebody that I'm psyched for.
But you were.
When she was doing it with Sophia and they were talking about, you know,
technique. You did listen to that.
Yeah, then I would listen to that.
They had a whole thing on technique.
Yeah, they do a whole thing on a technique for a certain thing, and I might be on a run or a bike ride, I'd listen.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to be titillated while they're riding their bike?
Well, she's she's killing it.
Talking about pump.
Yeah. It's just the money that some of these people are making. I said it last week on YouTube and podcasting. And listen, everyone's got a podcast. Literally everybody, every office, it doesn't matter what business you're in, everybody's got a podcast. So, you know, Drab's right. It's the 1% of 1% that really hit it big. Everybody's got a YouTube channel. But my God, the ones that cross the threshold and hit some virality to them, it's amazing. The amount of money that's out there. It's mind-blowing.
Well, props to her. I mean, she made it big, and she's getting paid for it. And I don't listen to it. I don't know anybody that does listen to it. But apparently there are, I don't know, how many listeners does someone who's getting 125
I don't know.
Get?
I don't know.
Per podcast.
Here's the amazing rise, and it's such a great country we live in. She was making $75,000 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, that was like in the first year.
Yeah. But it was just five years ago.
But that was an immediate hit because, hello, obviously, if you got two hot chicks talking about sex, that's people are going to tune in. And they have a platform like Barstool to blow them up. They're just going to tune in.
Yeah, and it says that.
Well, in 2021, she signed a 3-year deal with Spotify. She was making $20 million a year.
Yes.
In 21, 22, 23.
First deal was $60 million.
Right.
And now she doubled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And I'm making $40
million. And I have to say this. I don't begrudge her. I'm only jealous. She's butt annoying. Like, she's just like...
Her personality.
Now she's just like living like a queen.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
I have this, I have that.
Well, she just... all her outfits at her fancy weddings, and you know.
Are you're lamenting this because deep down you think you're more talented than she is as a broadcaster?
Not necessarily more talented. It's just that I know that we have a talent and we've been super successful, but just turns out we went the wrong route. We botched it. Had a nice life, but we didn't hit the mother load.
Hey, with the junkie,
didn't hit the mother load. We went the wrong route. Turns out, even though it was a huge leap of faith for us to abandon the law career, my master's degree, whatever Jason was pursuing professionally, Cake's giving up, you know, his nubs career. That for us, it, believe it or not, was a huge leap of faith to go on a job like radio where people get fired, hired and fired all the time. We took the traditional route compared to everybody else that's doing their own little, like, we weren't that risky. These guys just put out podcasts and YouTube videos, and now they're, you know, 100 millionaires.
The problem was that we were risk averse because we were already married and starting to have children.
No, I can understand
why. And it
why.
Was harder to, like, ESPN.
But I also didn't have the foresight.
ESPN made us an offer. We probably should have taken it.
Mm.
Who knows what would have happened?
I didn't have the foresight know that you could make $100 million doing friggin' YouTube videos. I'm too dumb. I didn't have the foresight.
Hey, would you take the Alex Cooper deal right now if you had to change formats and you had to be uncensored, risque, you talk about technique for 4 hours a day?
Yes.
You would do that?
100%. She's only doing it twice a week.
I'm saying you got to do it every day, 4 hours a day, same show format. You get the Alex Cooper deal. Except you got
it. Jason might not want to do it, but I would do it.
Well, I would do it for that money.
I'd do it. That's generational money. That helps your grandchildren.
Your great grandchildren.
$120 million.
Yes, $125 million is an absurd amount of money, and you get lost in it because we're in a sports world, and you know athletes make this kind of money. But that's just a regular girl who played soccer at BU, and now
started a podcast with a roommate.
Yeah, and now she's
good for her.
I know. Good for her. I'm only jealous.
I just don't get it. I don't get it how people are into that, that can listen to that.
I'm not even sure. I think people at this point, they're just like,
this doesn't appeal to me at all, not even for 1 second. I couldn't
listen to it. It's not geared to you, though.
I know.
It's not geared to you.
That's true. That's why I
would say the same thing. You watch Intentional Talk, and you love Intentional Talk.
I agree.
A lot of people say, I don't understand how Jason can watch a half an hour of them just talking about baseball.
They say, how can you watch the St. Jude on Sunday?
Absolutely. I mean,
don't
everybody's
get me
got
wrong.
Different tastes.
We've had an incredible.
I know. I just don't get it.
We've had an incredible career and made more money than I ever thought I'd ever make ever. But yet I see these other people that, you know, 20 times. Like, it's just crazy what they're doing. It's making my head explode. I'll be honest with you. I have the same reaction. I can't really. It's probably part of the reason why I can't even watch PTI. Because Tony and Mike, they're, God bless them. They've turned that in. Do you know how much money they've made off that show?
Oh, I know.
They've probably made easily $100 million off that show. Easily. Right? 6 to $10 million a year. How many years have they been doing it? 15 years?
More than that.
Long
they've
time.
They probably made $150, $200 million each.
They've been doing it because that show, when we got approached by ESPN,
PTI
was relatively new.
In my sleep. In my sleep, I could do that show.
Agreed.
And I see that. And I'm not hating on them. They're talented. It makes me crazy, though. It makes me crazy. I can't watch it.
But there's a lot of shows like that that I can't watch because, and I know they're making tons of money. I mean,
well,
the shows that we
you're not interested in. That's just because you're not interested.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in the personalities.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a different issue. I can't watch it because it makes my head explode how much money they're making, and I literally could do that on the toilet.
I'm resigned to that. I don't get how these podcasts make so much money. I don't understand how people can listen to Alex Cooper.
I don't really think that.
I really don't.
I know, but
I can't believe she's getting $40 million a year for that. I mean, that's just absurd.
It's absurd.
But you're right, JP. I mean, the stuff that I watch that people go, "What are you doing? What are you watching? What a waste!"
I mean, it's just
got no interest.
It's simple math. She has millions of listeners each episode.
Millions of idiots.
Most of them are young girls.
Yeah.
And it's just not.
Your daughter's
not your
probably listened to her.
No, oh. I asked her. She has no idea.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
But they watch all these other TikToks and.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I don't get what they're into either, but they're.
I'm not hating.
Different stage of life.
I'm only envious. But it does make my head explode when I see these massive deals. Massive. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying, Drab, or no?
Is it sounds like you got the wrong agent.
Could have the wrong agent.
Our agent doesn't help.
Could have the wrong agent. His brother was so good.
You gotta get a podcast.
Really hasn't done anything for 15 years.
No, he has protected us in this space, but it's just like that other space. He's gotten us small raises. He hasn't had the foresight to see the trends in the other spaces.
He's gotten us small raises in each of our contracts. Very small raises. But
he's done fine with that in this realm. Turns out this realm is like caveman stuff. Like radio, like I love it. Grew up on it. But radio is just...
Well, tonight we're going to go...
That's not true. It's still the most consumed medium there is.
It ain't the most compensated.
I agree. But you need a nice young millennial agent. Not one who's 75.
He ain't 75, but still.
He thinks 75.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the foresight to see the trends. And be honest with you, neither did I. I had no idea. I used to watch Joe Rogan's podcast when he was just like in his smoky apartment or whatever with his little buddy. That thing was a poop show. Disaster. And look at it now.
If we were in a different stage of life now, then obviously that's the road we would go down.
Yeah.
Don't let it stress me out. EB's getting stressed out about some woman who I don't even know, couldn't pick her out of a lineup, making $20 million. Good for her.
I say good for her. I'm not hating.
Yeah, but it bothers you.
It doesn't bother me that she's doing it. It's bothering me that I'm not. I'm happy for her. Legitimately.
Weren't you just highlighting the fact that you have millions? Like
yes,
a week ago on the show.
Yes, but it's a very small millions.
It's because of 28 years. You
know, it could barely get the S on it.
Yeah. He's got
you know what I'm saying? 28 like, years. Yeah,
it's not 120 millions.
Okay, well, so,
I mean, I have made millions, I have spent millions, and I have a little left over. Not 120 millions.
Craig Heiss hears that. He wants to kill himself.
That's his problem.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next.
Who watches EB?
We'll talk some Commanders and hit the Skins here on the Junkies.